Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Ken Carmen will be very happy with you.
You helped. Jack's helped. But
it was a team effort.
Team effort. The studio is clean. You can vouch for it right now. I feel like, Jax, you want to, like, there's no random strays of paper or anything like that.
We're all good. Not that I see.
Okay, good. All right.
Actually, I see one on a mic arm.
Oh, I just see it too. Okay, we'll get that one in between the break. That's why you were joking. You're like, oh, we got to leave some behind for Ken, because Ken on Twitter made a big stink about us. In case you're just joining us, we did a whole confetti thing in the first hour. We have clips out there on YouTube and everything in between, and of course the social media accounts. And Ken's like, it better be clean tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah, it will be. And you're like, well, leave some on the chair for him. I'm like, he's going to find some randomly anyway.
Yeah,
I'll find some.
I was absolutely about just leaving a big pile of confetti on Ken's chair for tomorrow morning.
I think he would have lost his mind.
And that's why I wanted to do it.
I think he...
Congratulations, Jonathan, for getting the bit.
I'm just scared enough of Ken to admit that I don't know that one would have gone well
for
me.
See, I'm not. I am fearless in that regard, and I was all about leaving a big old pile of confetti for
you
Ken
and
to
Nick
sit
both.
In
you and Nick both get excited about the prospect of then, you know, like, well, we can toy with him even more.
Yes,
whereas
absolutely.
I'm like, I don't want to make that man any more angry than he needs to be. And part of the idea of why we wanted to come in and celebrate so much is because it did feel like,
what shade of red can we make Ken face today?
Yeah, it did. Well, it did feel like he had to sit there and go back and forth with Tony all day long, Anthony, about whether or not it was a good or a bad game. And it's like, I'm happy that so far we're not living in that.
It was a great game.
They won. It was a great game.
They won.
Shador made plays that a lot of people a week ago didn't think was possible. He made plays and looked comfortable in the pocket, and he did everything you would want and need him to do. Now, there was one place, though, that we can get on. One place that I thought the Browns universally made the fan base angry. Again, this is just in a whole web of awesomeness that was yesterday. Jerry Jeudy, even though you can make an argument, at least initially making the play, the biggest play of the season that he's had, then messed up. And here was Nathan Zagura on the call as it happened. Here we go.
Jerry Jeudy just didn't sense Chin coming from the backside. Now, that's what I talked about earlier. Cover three, you run the clear out and then the deep dig over. Shador Sanders did a great job buying time, found Jeudy down the field. But somebody's got to be calling to him, Fannin. Somebody's got to talk, say, ball, 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 wolf, 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 whatever the call is, to let him know to cover that football up, because he basically was going down. He had three guys kind of hops in the air. That's a big turnover now.
That courtesy of the Browns Radio Network. Are you done with Jerry Jeudy, Daryl?
No, but it's frustrating. I don't know what's going on with him right now. Look, I understand his frustration. I mentioned this with the morning guys because they asked me the same thing. And look, I get the frustration. When he was in Denver, it was a constant carousel of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I get it. And it's been that way his first 2 years with the Browns, okay? We've lost count of the amount of quarterbacks he's had to play with. He was real surly last week. Well, surly is the wrong word.
He was just short.
Short. Yeah, just didn't want to talk to us last week, and that's fine. I get it. Listen, there are days where I wouldn't want to answer my stupid questions either. So I get it. I understand it. No issue there. But then when you're not going out and doing your job on the field, that's when I start to have a problem. And for the most part this year, he's not done his job. He's dropped a lot of passes. And then yesterday, finally a big play for him, for the offense, right? and he, I think he was stopping to make a cut. I think like he because he, after he had the ball and he started running upfield, he stopped as if like he was trying to figure out what he wanted to do next.
Yeah.
Okay, choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
And he hit the fumble button. They punch it out, and you know, it cost the Browns a scoring opportunity. Luckily, it ultimately didn't. It wasn't a significant play in the game that changed the course of the game or whatever. But those are the type of plays that can change the course of the game, and they have changed courses of games for the Browns historically over the years. So I don't know what's going on with him. I will just say this: get it fixed, fix it. Whatever it is, you know, hopefully it's nothing, you know, in his personal life or whatever. These are human beings. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, Jerry, get it fixed. Okay. Life's too short to be grumpy. Life's too short to, you have a tremendous opportunity now with Shadur on the field. He's going to throw you the ball down the field. Okay, I realize it was frustrating. You're running all these routes for nothing. It's you're just getting your cardio in every week with Dylan Gabriel at quarterback because he's not getting you the ball. But like now you got Shadur, like now be happy. You got a guy that's going to be able to get you the ball down the field and that wants to get you the ball down the field. But that lack of attention to detail, not only with catching the ball consistently, but in that particular situation, Jonathan, that was a lack of focus play.
I know. I felt bad for him though, because it felt like he just got so excited. He was just like he was like a puppy. He just got so excited and he was ready to go. And then he made a big play. And the part that I don't want to escape from is the idea that he did in fact make a big time play before the fumble. He made what was going to be, I don't know, a 40-yard gain and set you up either for a touchdown or a field goal. It's just between the drops and then the fumble. I understand if a Browns fan is incredibly frustrated with what is supposed to be your number one wide receiver.
And this is part of the problem for him, not for him, but just organizationally. Like they've got him in a role that he shouldn't even be in.
As the number one?
Yeah, he shouldn't be a number one.
I know, but they paid him, and they paid him without ever even seeing him. They gave him that extension, and it was something I criticized at the time, and I felt like for a whole year people lobbed back in my face, which you guys were right to. He had a 1,000-yard season last year. He looked much better, but this isn't it. He still led the league in drops now last year and now this year as well.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting Denver Jerry Jeudy right now.
Yeah, and it took a little bit for Denver Jerry Jeudy. You know, that's one thing I reminded people of last week is that idea that it didn't happen instantly where all of a sudden Denver Jerry Jeudy came out and it was just problematic. Now, I'd actually given Jerry credit that up until a couple weeks ago, Daryl, it seemed like he was doing better. It seemed like it was like, even though his production wasn't good, he wasn't Denver Jerry Jeudy.
He was being a team player. He was saying positive things about Dylan Gabriel, even though we all
way
know what we were seeing.
Way too positive of things almost of Dylan Gabriel.
Right. And then it felt like his energy has changed. And I hope now his energy shifts back to the way it was earlier in the year. Because I think if that happens, I think good things are going to happen for Jerry Jeudy. I think good things will happen for Shadur Sanders. And I think good things will happen for the Cleveland Browns.
Like, can he take that one play as a positive enough, though? I think that's what I want to know. And I want to hear from you guys. 216-474-0092. Are you done with Jerry Jeudy? Is now the time to give up on him? You still got another year and a half in this contract. I don't know that now is the time to give up on him. But if like you're trying to build out your roster, you're trying to get this thing moving in the right direction, do you have to look at these type of things? Because he goes from being a really good player to a headache really, really quickly. And I can't even say really good player at this point.
Well, I forget what I was watching last night, but they had the conversation about that. And the question was, you know, how do you recover that? What do you tell Shadur Sanders? Or what do you tell Kevin Stefanski if you're Jerry Jeudy? And they said, my bad will never happen again. Like, that needs to be the response from Jerry Jeudy now. Like, oh, my bad, guys. It's not going to happen again.
I mean, he did, to his credit. He looked crushed on the field.
Yeah.
Like, it's not everything when a player just falls down to their knees and then looks like they'd rather be anywhere. He looked like me curling up in my bed on a Sunday morning, you know? It's not everything that he did that, but he did that. I thought that mattered because it didn't show that he, you know, sometimes players get up and they just kind of walk to the sidelines as if
it is what it is.
Check still clears. I'm like Evel Knievel. I get paid for the attempt. I hate when players have that attitude. He seemed genuinely like, I can't believe it. I finally got my big catch. I finally got my big moment down the sideline. It's happening with Shadur. I was going for a move, and then that happened. I felt awful for him. I know why it was insufferable to a lot of Browns fans, and I get the frustration, but in a game you ended up winning,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I looked at him and I felt empathy there. This was Stefanski, by the way, on what happened in that play with Jerry Jeudy.
I think he was setting the player in front of him up to make a move there. He will be better. That's really a play that we expect him to make. That's a huge play for our football team. We're about to get 7 points, if not three, on that drive. And that's a big play for us. And Jerry knows this. And you know, we remind him and remind our players, it's always the guy that you can't see that they're coming. So I don't think it was a loaf. It was a lack of ball security technique.
What'd you take from that? Yeah,
and I agree with Kevin. And I saw some of the comments that were being made on social media yesterday about, you know, because fans were thinking that and posting, you know, there's Jerry Jeudy just giving up on a play. And I don't think that's what it was. It looked to me like he was, again, like Kevin mentioned, he was stopping, trying to either set up the defender in front of him, or he, in his mind, was trying to figure out, where am I going now? Like, where's my open path? Is it, do I, you know, go up the sideline, or do I cut it inside?
Well, I mean, but he did get cocky with it, though. When you do that jump up like that, like, you're getting a little cocky with it.
I know. And when he did that, though, the ball left the, you know, the points of pressure, mm-hmm. right? The ball was exposed, and that's when it got punched. And it's like, you know, so he just has to be more cognizant in that situation. But it is frustrating because, again, it is a player that has not caught the ball consistently. And it's the guy who's supposed to be the number one wide receiver on the team, and he's been, you know, by the way the wide receiver room is paid right now, by those standards, he's been paid as the number one wide receiver amongst that group. And so and he's a veteran, so my standards are higher for him. Right?
I know, but I always want to kind of remind people of the idea that, and this is where I just don't crush him. You're right, his standards are higher.
I don't think I'm crushing him.
I don't think you are either.
I just think that, you know, he's the number one guy in that room, and you need to play like it.
I don't think you are, but I do think there are people out there that are crushing him right now today. And the reminder I would give is that when you go from Flacco, who felt like he was wearing golden handcuffs, and then you go to Dylan Gabriel, in some sense, he wasn't really given a true chance to shine this year anyway. I mean, look at Justin Jefferson's numbers. Justin Jefferson is one of the best wide receivers entering the NFL this year. You'd say it's Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. Those are your one and your two. It's not as if Jefferson's fallen off a cliff, but put him with J.J. McCarthy and look at how those numbers have completely fallen off the face of the earth. Like, as much as we talk about wide receivers helping out quarterbacks, quarterbacks help out wide receivers in an immense way too. And so, like, there's a part of me that, I don't know, I got happy that he just made the initial play, because I feel like fumbling in that situation is something that, all right, he did it once, it's done, it's over. At least it came in this game. Next time he gets a play like that, he's not going to try to be jumping up and being smooth as can be about it. He's going to know, I got to protect the football, and then I got to get down as well if need be. And so I feel like it's going to be something that'll be all right in the future. But with Shador, I hope Jerry Jeudy's one of these players that we talked about earlier that just benefits and just looks better, because really, that is a very unfair, and he took the money, and that's what the money is for when you sign up for the Cleveland Browns, but that is a very unfair lot in life to be given 4 games of a shackled Joe Flacco and then 6 games of Dylan Gabriel throwing 5 yards a dot. Like, I mean, that's not fair to Jerry Jeudy in any sense either.
No, but again, he's paid handsomely to do a job, and he's got to go out there and do it. And I really hope that Shador being out there now re-energizes him.
Yeah.
Because I just feel... And look, you mentioned his reaction, right? Right after that happened. I think that part of that reaction is, man, here we go. I finally get a shot to make a play, and I blew it. I blew it. No one else, me. And... you know, that's when you have those honest moments, right? When you are self-accountable. And that's why I'm not going to sit here and say I'm done with Jerry Jeudy, or that he's a problem child, or that they need to move on from him or anything like that, because I don't think that's fair. We all have bad days. We all get in our moods and have our ups and downs in life. And like I said, whatever's going on with him, I hope he's able to fix it. I hope it works out. I hope everything is okay. But then, two, the production on the field returns, because that's what he's being paid for. And now he's being paired with a quarterback, at least for another week, that is going to give him opportunities down the field. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of those opportunities. Take care of the football when it comes to you. And everything's going to work itself out. Because if you end up making plays for Shador, that's going to help Shador stay on the field, which is going to then multiply your opportunity to make plays. I call that the circle of life.
The circle of life. Okay. I find myself in a weird spot.
I saw you following that. I legitimately followed
your actual circle as you did the all the way up and around. I followed the whole, like I was trying to pass a sobriety test or something.
That's follow the finger.
Okay, that's what I was doing. I was following the finger all the way up, all the way down. I find myself in a weird spot because I'm not one to defend Jerry Jeudy often, especially since I was on the air here on this spot when they gave him the extension and signed him and then gave him a bunch of money when you needed to pay even people like Amari Cooper at the time. And it was like, all right, here you go, Jerry. Here's your money.
Yeah, but guess what? Turns out not paying Amari Cooper was the right move.
They were right in that respect. But I was the person that was like, you're really going to, as we bring on Mark Schlereth and we were like within the hour. And Schlereth
well,
is like,
that's right, because Schlereth kills him.
He's like, he's an athlete. He's not a football player, is what
I
he said.
I might have been in with you that day because Schlereth came on and just absolutely killed him.
And so I'm in a weird spot where I'm defending him. 216-474-0092. But I want to hear from you guys on this. Are you done with Jerry Jeudy? Yeah, the drops aren't great. You can't defend that. But that play did show you something with Shador. And so I hope he learned enough from that. But it can't be too far gone when it comes to Jerry Jeudy. There's got to be more to the Jerry Jeudy conversation. And I think the fact that he made the initial play is something I'm going to hang on to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.